The Pilgrim's Progress, Volume 2, Christiana's Journey, originally written by John Bunyan, told and explained by A. C. H. Van Vuren. Preface. Dear boys and girls, do you know John Bunyan, the son of the tinker? First, John was very wicked, but the Lord conquered him. Then everything in his life became different. He received a new life, a life with the Lord. But God gave him even more than that. God also wanted to use him in his service. He became a minister. Thus, he not only became a child of the Lord, but also a servant of the Lord. He preached God's word very often, and his preaching became a blessing for many people. Do you also know the interesting book which he wrote, The Pilgrim's Progress? Christian lived in the city of destruction, but on a certain day he believed that he could no longer stay there. He had to leave that city. If he would stay, he would die. That is why he went on a journey. And his wife and children, did they go along? No, they preferred to stay in the city of destruction. They had laughed at Father. Who would go on such a dangerous journey? Thus, he had to go alone. Christian's journey was not an easy one, but he arrived safely in the glorious land of Emmanuel. All turned out well for Christian. But what happened to his wife and children? At first, John Bunyan did not know either. He was so busy with other things. He also stated that he had not been in the area where they lived for a long time. But many people continually asked him if he would write such an interesting book again. What should I write about then? Write about Christian's wife and children, of course. We would like to know what happened to them. John Bunyan actually wanted to know for himself, too. Would they still be living in the city of destruction, or... Do you know what? He thought. I will go there. He packed his things and started walking. After some time, he arrived in the woods. This must be close to the place, he thought. In the meantime, he had become tired. He thought it would be a good idea to find a place to sleep. It did not take long before he found a place. He laid himself down on the ground and fell fast asleep. And, he told us, there I dreamed a new dream. Thus, Bunyan made us curious. He wrote a story as if it was a dream. This dream was about Christiana, Christian's wife. She also went on a journey, but she did not have to go alone. There was also a friend who joined her. And do you know who else went along? Her children. They experienced much together on their way. They traveled the same way as Christian, yet many things were different. The Lord leads all his children by his word, but everyone receives his own way. In this book, this new dream is told for children. It is written in such a way that a 5-year-old will be able to understand much already. Also, the older ones will find it interesting to read this story. Every chapter is briefly explained. This will help you understand the meaning of the dream. If you read a chapter each week, you will have a new chapter for just over a year. It is nice to do this with someone. Then you can answer the questions together and sing a psalter with it. Actually, we are all traveling. We are traveling to the great eternity. We are going to meet God. This may seem strange and far away, but it is not far away. It is very close. Will it be well with us then? For which people will it not be terrible to die? For children and adults who know God, they will not meet a strange God. A wonder has happened in their life, and that wonder becomes greater and greater. God has begun his work in their life, and for that reason they began the good journey. They are sometimes called pilgrims. They travel to their home country. How necessary it is that we learn something about the life of a pilgrim. You can read about this life in this book. A. C. H. Van Vuren.